Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome on this July 3rd, this holiday day, as we get ready for the July 4th weekend. Hopefully you're getting ready to enjoy your weekend, or maybe you're enjoying it already. Maybe yesterday was the last day that you had to work. And want to say thanks for taking a listen to us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and I'm sure there's a few of those in my future this weekend as well. As we celebrate the 4th of July, we celebrate a little bit of a reprieve, and we get out and enjoy some of the sun, some of the warmth, and just a really weird time we're living in for the fact that we've got the coronavirus and social distancing and fireworks in many municipalities is basically not going to happen. So, enjoy your time with whatever it is you're going to be doing. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good friend Ian Eagle, play-by-play announcer for the Brooklyn Nets, NFL on CBS, and I can go on and on in the resume. Ian Eagle, Mr. Sir, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Bill? How we doing?
We're doing great, man. It's good to talk to you. So, are you heading to the bubble?
Ah, yes, the $64 million question. I still yet to be determined. Nothing is official yet. It's definitely a fluid situation, but there is a very good possibility that I could be a part of it, yeah.
So Giannis had said the other day that if indeed they won a championship, he said this would be the toughest one to win. And Coach Budenholzer kind of backed him on that, but then backed a little bit because obviously he's been through it with Coach Popovich and such, and he doesn't want to take away championships from others. But because of the circumstance, no home court advantage, the fact that you're coming out of basically a 2.5-3 month layoff, and then you're going to this bubble to play and play it in almost a tournament-esque style of play, do you feel this is the toughest championship to win?
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because I think very early on in the quarantine, when the possibility that the NBA would return, the recurring narrative that you heard over and over was, well, asterisk, no doubt about it, asterisk, mm-hmm. it's not the same thing. And now, as we've had some time to actually process what the NBA is doing and the challenges that the players will face, both physical and mental, I think the general consensus has shifted more to where Giannis was coming from, which is you win this thing, you earned it. This is not an asterisk by any stretch of the imagination. And I think you do have to factor in all of the things that have been talked about, the circumstances surrounding it, how your body is going to respond after not being in your normal regimen of staying fit and staying active and staying in sync with how your body normally is during a basketball season. And then the mental part of being in a bubble and how you handle it day to day, individually, from a team standpoint, how the coaches handle it. To me, yes, anyone that is still talking about the idea that this would not count like any other championship isn't seeing the big picture.
Then there's players that are opting out and or testing positive and are being asked to self-quarantine and such. And there's a question there, but I don't know what it is. You can't question a guy who opts out. I mean, if there's a genuine health concern, whether it's for himself or his family or somebody close to him, you understand it. There's players that have tested positive. I guess the question is, does this considering I think it's going to be one of the toughest championships to win, not only to just stay healthy in general, but then to do this in this environment, I don't know if, say, a player like a LeBron or a Kawhi or Giannis or somebody goes down with COVID, do then we look at the asterisk on this thing if we say, okay, you know, Brooklyn wins it all because the path is cleared via COVID? You know what I mean? It just there's a different feeling then.
You make a great point. And I think we have to keep our mind a bit open with all of this. In sports, we're used to having a strong opinion, sticking with it. We've seen time and we've seen history dictate the way that we feel. Well, this is all new. This is a very surreal blank canvas that we're dealing with in the NBA. And the idea that I'm going to make a proclamation in early June and that's going to live on into mid-October is probably silly. Even the NBA doesn't exactly know how this is going to look, how it's going to sound, how it's going to feel. All of that from an in-bubble experience to outside the bubble for the viewer, for the listener, games on radio, games on television, how they'll be presented. This is a whole other conversation that's taking place. And look, oftentimes our feelings and our opinions are formed based on our experiences. We have nothing to compare it to. Nothing. There is no handbook to go on. The NBA is literally creating a handbook for players, coaches, staff members, broadcasters, anybody involved to try to follow along. But there's going to be trial and error. And you just mentioned it. Even players that have opted out normally, you know, this is probably unfair. And maybe it's something that we have to reassess with mental health and with deeper issues that may pop up inside of families. These are not superheroes. They're still susceptible like everybody else. So the idea that an athlete may opt out, not just in the NBA, but baseball and football and soccer and hockey and any major sport, we can't now just brand them with this negative connotation. Well, that's it. He's not gonna join in. He's not going to fight with his team. That's not fair. That's a very simplistic approach, and there are extenuating circumstances that affect individuals that are outside of our purview.
One of the big questions that came up was whether or not players should even play or concentrate on social justice and continuing a message. And I said, look, you've got your platform already, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or, you know, Twitter, whatever it happens to be. But if you're putting yourself out there and you're visible to a country that is starved for live competitive sports right now, and you're going to have so many eyes upon you, I thought all along, it's not just because I want you to play, it's because I think that you also have the availability of all those millions of viewers to say, here also is the platform.
Sure.
Do you agree with players wanting to come back because of, because I think the message is going to continue. I don't want to degrade or downgrade someone because they don't want to play because of what's going on in our world today, but I think your platform becomes bigger if you're more visible.
Yeah, I don't believe they're mutually exclusive, Bill. I know they're intertwined in some way. What was happening with the pandemic, that's what most of us were dealing with in our day-to-day lives. Then, with the murder of George Floyd, it took a seismic shift, and we started to look inward. All of us individually started to look inward, and I think NBA players who have such a large platform, many of them looked in the mirror and said, what can I do? How can I help? How can I affect change? And I have no issue with any player that questioned at that point what the next 6 months would look like for them, 6 years and beyond that. I think the idea that every player in any sport, but let's take the NBA because that's our topic right now, that every player was going to be on board with whatever the NBA decided, that was far-fetched. These are individuals. They have opinions, they have lives, they have families, they have their own personal experiences. So the idea that there was not going to be any kind of pushback, that everybody was just going to fall in line, that was not realistic. And while there was some resistance, it appears that the NBA has dealt with it. They've talked it out. And that's how we should be as a society. Discuss it. You have a problem? Let's talk about it. Let's not just dismiss it. let's talk it through. And I do believe they had legitimately valuable and effective conversations once they knew there was a faction of players that felt a little bit uncomfortable with the timing.
Ian Eagle, play-by-play announcer for the Brooklyn Nets and NFL on CBS, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I do want to switch for just a moment over to the NFL. Today, the Green Bay Packers, the first team to fire the salvo over the bow of the NFL, saying there's a possibility there might not be fans in the stands. They talked about different opt-in policies for the fans, different requirements for the fans. Does the NFL, I think the NFL does because of the television money. I was going to say, should the NFL even be playing if they don't have fans in the stands? But I think there's going to be an NFL start to the season. I'm sure you get it too. Hey, are we going to get sports, and are they going to be able to finish it? I don't know, and I'm sure you've been asked that probably a million times.
I have, and I wish I had answers. And normally when I'm asked questions about topics that I'm very familiar with, I feel a sense of conviction in my responses. But right now, because there's an ever-changing landscape, every day it's something different. Every day it's something new. To make these proclamations is almost silly based on the timing of it. Look, Bill, the NFL, their best friend in this equation has been time. They've been able to sit back. They've been able to watch the other sports and how they're dealing with it. It was their off season. So other than the NFL draft, which, by the way, came across really well, it ended up being a really nice, intimate event. No, it wasn't the large gathering that they've had in recent years to show off their popularity in Nashville and Philadelphia and New York and Chicago. But, man, I enjoyed it. I think a lot of NFL fans enjoyed it. It did show a side and a human side to the athletes and their families. It worked. Now, with that said, this is much bigger. You've got 53 players on a team. You have 10 players on a practice squad. And your life is not a bubble in the NFL. Yes, you come into your quote-unquote bubble on a daily basis, but you leave and you go to your families and you go to your friends and your cousins and whoever it might be, you're interacting with others. How they possibly can control that at that large a scale, not one team, 32 teams. So, again, today, I don't want to say anything definitive. I believe the NFL right now is operating under the assumption that they're going to play, and they have to prepare as if they're going to play. But now the clock is ticking. You know, what was an ally for them, the fact that they could sit back in April and May and June, is no longer as much of an advantage. We're in July. Training camps are around the corner. Preseason games, and we've heard the possibility of cutting down to two or maybe doing away with it altogether. The schedule is the schedule now, and at some point they're going to have to address what the plan is publicly and how they're going to handle it in a uniform fashion. And as you mentioned with the Packers, if we're getting little dribs and drabs of information that the Raiders want fans, the Packers want fans, the Bills don't want fans, everybody has to be in lockstep here. And that's something that is a big challenge when it comes to 32 owners and people that have been very financially successful in their lives, and they believe their opinion is the one that counts most.
Ian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay safe in the bubble. Enjoy it, because you're going to get it up close and personal when you get there. And thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Yeah, my pleasure, Bill. Enjoy the weekend, and I think I'm going to start on that whole beer thing now.
Great. Talk to you soon. There you go. Have one on us. There you go. Ian Eagle, play-by-play announcer for the Brooklyn Nets in the NFL on CBS, and working on his first few beverages as he gets ready for the weekend. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. 85-plus years they've been doing it, my friends. And if you're looking for a team to go to, this is a team that is looking for you. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. There's another bubble. It's coming north. We'll talk about it next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Hot to fire. Streets of stone. Modern war.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Hey, I've been telling you now for a while, and the message is not just statewide. It's across the entire network, and anybody taking a listen to us, even if you drive outside of these cities, I'm sure you see the endless fields of corn, correct? Now, July is the month when it's all right there in your face. It's growing knee-high by the 4th of July, all that kind of stuff. Everywhere you go, a good portion of the corn grown in Wisconsin, specifically, it's grown for ethanol as a motor fuel. And I've told you about those 20-year-old myths about subbing food for fuel, and it takes more energy to make ethanol than you actually get back in the form of ethanol and all that kind of stuff. I've told you about all those myths for a long time. They're totally false. And if you need more information, you don't take my word for it, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Wisconsin farmers, manufacturers all throughout the upper Midwest still hurting, and the survey shows that the COVID pandemic has raised awareness for buying things that are locally produced. Unleaded 88, E85, they're locally produced. They are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufacturing workers right here in Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. And by the way, you're also doing your part for the environment. So buy local. It's an easy decision. When you think locally, if your car is less than 18 years of age, it can almost certainly run on unleaded 88. And if it has E85 badging or that green flex fuel badging on the back or on the gas cap, E85, that's the way to go. Visit abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, and see for yourself what it is I've been talking about. Again, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. So the NBA is discussing the second bubble, if you will, for non-playoff teams that could end up in Chicago. They're in deep discussion about this whole thing. The reason being, and the details are still being hammered out, and the teams continue to push for an alternative plan that would enable them to hold mini camps with their local markets to explore the idea of establishing regional sites where teams could scrimmage against one another. So what they're saying is, look, there's still a little bit of season left. We didn't get a chance to play like everybody else is getting a chance to play. We've got guys that are coming back that have coming off of rehab. We've got guys that have been injured that are coming back off of rehab. We're looking at coaches, all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure that we get our guys out there as well. And from one front office member whose team pushed to create a mini camp within its own market, they're going to work with all of this. Adam Silver is understanding the point that it's frustrating for a lot of these teams that just can't come back. And some players don't want to come back. I don't blame them. Look, if you don't have anything to play for at this point in time, they're saying, well, then why are we coming back? Why are you forcing us to come back into the bubble, so to speak? 7 of the 8 non-playoff teams participated in a call on Thursday with league official with the New York Knicks, go figure, as the lone team without a representative on the call because they were interviewing head coaching candidates, including the Lakers assistant Jason Kidd and San Antonio Spurs assistant Will Hardy. So they didn't even have a GM available at that point, or an assistant GM, or anybody else. But play would be similar to the summer league format, with specific parameters still being discussed. Now, the Hawks, the Hornets, the Bulls, the Cavaliers, Pistons, Golden State Warriors, and Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Knicks, those are the 8 teams not invited to the bubble. But they're saying, basically, look, the reasons they want these mini camps is to get their teams together, to have camaraderie, to improve and enjoy some of the competition. They feel they can do that safely in their own environment. But they can't let these guys just kind of sit around from March 11th to December without something. They said it's going to hurt their careers. It's far too long of a layoff. Some teams have pushed for a 2-week delay before signing off on the second bubble, so to speak. So the NBA wants to do it, and they understand you can't just let these guys sit around. But it's also, don't get me wrong, it's also part of the player's responsibility to stay in shape, right? I mean, these guys are being paid. They're professionals. The Warriors, by the way, have notable veterans with championship and pedigree. Among them, Steve Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. They've all agreed to participate if the bubble concept comes to pass, according to the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. So even they want to come back. They recognize the need and the value of having that camaraderie, familiarity, getting back out on the court, practice time, whatever it may be. So they're insisting, like, look, hey, They need to get back out there. They need to do something. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. Speaking of getting back out there, the Milwaukee Bucks are about to head to the bubble. And when they do, Chris Middleton's going to be one of their leaders. And Chris Middleton, is going to speak to the, or spoke to the media. We're going to hear that coming up. He's one of the guys, one of the key cogs in the Bucks' quest for a championship. And many of you put him in your top five Friday as to why the five reasons are that the Bucks are going to win a championship. So let's get back to it. We're going to hear Chris Middleton coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, if you're looking for a great destination getaway, I was telling you earlier today about our good friends at the Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded island fun spot. Lots to do. Casual and fine dining, all within an easy drive. It's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. They've got a large indoor pool, 9-hole executive golf course on the island, easy access to miles of ATV trails, surrounded by water, great for fishing, kayaking, boating, you name it. Pine Mountain Resort, that's in Iron Mountain, Michigan, next to the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do there off the golf course as well. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, a lot more. Right now, this is the deal. Buy three nights in July, you get two nights for free. If you're thinking about a getaway, and most people aren't going to Mexico or the Bahamas or anything like that right now, three nights, you get two for free. Buy three nights, you get two more for free. Visit PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com. Or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. And go to the Season of Savings Rate when you book there, because this is only lasting through the end of the month. And make sure when you go there, you tell them we sent you a wink and a nod. You know what I mean? Wink and a nod? Okay. So make sure you do. That's our friends at Pine Mountain Resort and TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to head down to the bubble. And our good buddy Eric Name starts off the Q&A by saying, hey, this has almost been like another offseason, right?
Hey, Chris. Hope you're doing well. You've been through a number of off seasons. This feels almost like it is 3 months or so. What does it feel like to you? Does it feel like an off season? What does it feel like getting back in the gym?
One, it definitely does not feel like an off season. It feels like we're definitely in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, usually during the off season, you're traveling, taking vacations, doing whatever. But this time we've been told to pretty much stay at home and don't go anywhere unless it's like a need be situation. So this one is definitely way different than anything we've ever experienced. But it does feel definitely great to be back in the gym doing what we love to do.
Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Chris. When you look at, obviously you mentioned this doesn't feel like an off season. What kind of steps have you been taking to kind of get yourself back into game shape and get yourself kind of back into some kind of flow? Because obviously before this, you were having one of the best seasons of your career.
Yeah, I mean, just been doing stuff around the house for the most part. Luckily, I got a little exercise room in my house that I put in that I was able to get some decent lifts in, you know, a treadmill, bike ride, stuff like that, just to try to stay fit. But there's nothing you could do to replicate being in basketball shape besides, you know, actually playing basketball. But being able to do that stuff at home has given me a little bit of a, I want to say advantage, but, you know, a head start of just, you know, trying to stay in shape, trying to get stronger, those type of things.
Lori Nickel, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hi, Chris. I'm trying to picture how the team with the number one record pushing for a number one seed downshifts to these tedious individual workouts. I'm wondering how you or the coaches have kept those interesting or competitive the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit different with no type of contact, the way we work out. But we can still do, you know, competition numbers between, you know, the amount of shots we hit in the during a workout compared that to somebody else's, or, you know, just focus on our own craft and, you know, trying to figure out a way to get better, you know, just by ourselves. But, you know, we've been doing since we were kids.
Malika Andrews, ESPN.
Hi, Chris. I was wondering first, how long exactly were you away from the court, and what are you able to do now? And then secondly, we heard DeMar DeRozan yesterday say that he just hasn't even been able to make it totally through all the rules in the handbook because it is so overwhelming. What are your thoughts on the protocols that are being put in place right now to go to extreme measures to keep you all safe?
I mean, the protocols are there for a reason. I think, you know, it's good and bad. One, there's so many restrictions. I mean, just as far as, you know, a player, we used to have a lot of freedom, especially during our downtime to do whatever we want. And hearing all these rules and whatever, we get it at the same time. It's definitely going to keep us safe, but it's definitely going to be tough to do. I mean, the restrictions they have on us on places we can go and things we could do is not something that I think a lot of guys are used to, or any guys are used to at all. So that's going to be very different. But as far as, you know, I think I was probably not able to touch a basketball for maybe 2-3 months, which is definitely the longest I've been without a basketball since I can remember. But definitely, like I said, it feels great to be back.
Steve McGargy, Associated Press. Steve McGargy, are you there?
Yes. You're pretty much assured of the number one seed now. I know in previous seasons, when a team has its seeding clinched, a lot of times you rest a little bit late in the regular season. How different do you think it will be for y'all these last eight games? How do you expect to treat these last eight regular season games after such a long layoff?
I mean, I don't think anybody has, at least the players, we don't have an answer to that right now, because we definitely just got back in the gym and got our schedule and the way that things and the way things are going to be done in Orlando. So I think, you know, once we get down there, we have a better idea of how it's going to go with Bud, chooses to do with our team and the rotations and the minutes and whatnot. But at least from a player's aspect, I mean, you can expect us to go out there and play as best as we can, as hard as we can during these situations, because that's the only thing we can control, really.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com.
Hi, Chris. Yesterday, Giannis talked a little bit, or not yesterday, when we had him the other day, he talked a little bit about being down there in closed area, and you're seeing your opponents, your rivals, all the time. I'm just curious if, with all the time you guys are going to have to fill when you're not playing or practicing, how interested would you be to attend if they allow it, or at least watch other teams' games when you're inside this bubble?
I'd definitely be interested in that. I mean, at home, you know, I watch tons of the games on TV. And, you know, knowing that we're not going to have much to do, if there's games that I want to see, why not just go check out a game? One, for fun. Two, just, you know, watch basketball, be a fan. And three, just, you know, I guess get an inside scout on what that team is doing, or on their players and how they're playing and whatnot. But, I mean, I think going to the games is a good thing. It's a good thing, good way to get out the room, find a way to socialize, I guess, in some type of aspect, and just enjoy it.
Follow-up, since this is what we do in speculating about what teams are going to come back stronger and different, besides your own, is there a team out there that you think might, maybe not an advantage, but somehow look a little different based on this layoff and what they're headed for?
Can you say that question one more time?
Team you think might look different when we see them again? I mean, people talk about Portland, you know, getting healthier, or other teams like that. Do you think that there'll be any team that you might have to look at with fresh eyes when you see them down in Orlando?
I mean, I wouldn't say that as much. I mean, the only team that I can really think of is about the Nets, about how many of their guys have dropped out already. I mean, I think that's the only team you would look at that say they've changed or they have different personnel, because they've had a lot of the core guys drop out for different reasons. But, I mean, every other team. I mean, we faced them, I think, 100% at least one time during the season. So I don't think we'll get any real surprise if we've never seen this team or we've never seen this type of player before.
Thank you.
Let's go to Andrew Wagner with the State Journal.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning, Chris. Just curious, at the end of the day, there's so much unknown about the coronavirus, and at the end of the day, you're still just people like everyone else. Is there a little bit of trepidation or fear about going back out there into the world, even in a bubble? And how do you put that fear aside in order to get out there and do what you enjoy doing?
I mean, there's definitely going to be some type of caution with this virus out there, wherever we're at nowadays. But I think the way the NBA has set up this bubble is going to protect us, you know, better than, you know, being out and about, I feel like. They have so many testing requirements, so many visitor requirements, stuff like that, where, you know, not anybody just can just come in and out and visit and, you know, hopefully not get somebody sick. But I don't think guys are, you know, extremely scared of going down to Orlando because of the virus, but we're definitely cautious a little bit, which I think everybody has to be.
Tim Van Boren, WITI Television.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for your time today. I was doing a FaceTime interview with Kyle Korver way back in March when this whole thing was getting started. And even then, he was talking about silver linings. Have you had personal silver linings to come out of this span the last couple of months?
Simply spending time with my family. I mean, last summer I was gone for literally 3 months with the USA team. And I got to catch up on 3 months of family time this time around, but, you know, still might miss another month and a half, depending on when they'll actually be able to come down to Orlando. I think that's really the only thing I could take out of it.
Lance Allen, WTMJ Television.
Hi, Chris. Good to actually see you. You mentioned about the individual workouts and how you guys are being pushed and the positives of it, but is it going to be a little weird when you first get out there and try to do 5-on-5 stuff? And what are some of the things that you're going to have to get used to once again going forward?
For sure. I mean, one, you have to be comfortable around being around people again. I think for so long, we've been told to stay away from pretty much everybody, which, you know, can play mental games more than anything. And then when you add actually playing basketball game against, you know, physical contact, it takes a while to get used to that pounding, get used to that physicality, all that type of stuff, run up and down the court. It's not something that usually comes back within a week or two. It takes a little bit longer, but the way this whole thing in Orlando is set up, the team that can, you know, pull it together the fastest or the quickest, it's going to have the best shot.
Thank you.
Yeah, after this one. There you go. That's Chris Middleton. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear the second half of Chris Middleton's conversation. Very interesting, though, when he was asked specifically about, you know, is there a team that you have to look differently at? And he's like, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets, because there's guys opting out and guys have tested positive. They've had issues. So you look differently at Brooklyn, but it sounds like, you know, other than the fact that he has not had a basketball in his hand for months, everything else is going in a right direction for at least the Milwaukee Bucks for the time being. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And I've been telling you right now, they are here to help you just focus on your summer, your fun, your family, your friends. They offer you freedom. No first payment for 5 months, then 48 months, no interest. And if you're looking right now for a squeaky entry door, maybe a leaky entry door, or a sticky patio door, or something that feels really heavy and just doesn't fit right, doesn't lock right, you got to put that stick in the base. Choose $1,000 off an entry door or patio door system right now as well. It's your choice. 48 months, no interest, no payment for 5 months, or $1,000 off an entry door or a patio door system. And remember, nine different Pella lines to choose from. Everything they do, they measure, they manufacture, they assemble, they install, they back it with some of the best warranties in the business. So think about the offers. It ends July 31st, by the way, and we know that cooler air is right around the corner, and it sucks, but it's going to happen. But you can stop in or set up a free in-home virtual or virtual consultation today at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com, and they do offer some terrific, terrific doors and sidings, and or not sidings, but moldings and such that go with it, and they can do everything. It's really, really cool. Chris Middleton, you're going to hear the second half of that conversation coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We continue on this Friday, the 3rd of July, getting you ready for the 4th of July weekend. And Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks speaking to the media. Let's pick up where we left off.
West Coast, Dan Wojcicki, LA Times.
Hey, Chris. Two questions for you. First, how much of the mental preparation for going to Orlando is simply about figuring out what the day is? And kind of, what has your approach been to that, whether it's playing golf, video games? What are you preparing for on that front? And then I guess secondly, in a bigger picture sense, how important do you think it is for the league that Luka Doncic, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant are all three of the young stars in the league? How valuable do you think that would be for those guys?
I didn't get the last part of that second question.
How valuable do you think it'll be for the league, or how exciting will it be for the league to have those three young players in their first playoff experience all at the same time in the same place?
Gotcha. For the first question, the way to it was mentally prepare. I mean, try to stay as positive as you can. I mean, we're in tough times around the world everywhere. You know, stressful times, I feel like, for a lot of people. And then you add, you know, leaving your friends and family and loved ones for, you know, X amount of time to finish out the season. That's, you know, still a little tough, but at the same time, we just got to stay as positive as we can. I mean, that's the only way I can really put it. And then to your second question with Zion, Luka, and Ja Morant, those are, you know, great players that, you know, are going to be the face of this league in a couple of years. To have those guys all under pretty much one city competing for their first playoff experiences, it's going to be fun to see, I think. Exciting times. Hopefully those guys are in shape and ready to play and to put on the show.
From even further west, Kane Pittman from Down Under.
G'day, Chris. How you doing? You were talking about this offseason being really different, and right now there's a marathon on from the FIBA World Cup last year. You're playing Poland right now as we speak, but as a shooter, you came into the season last year. You were in such great rhythm. How do you think this is going to affect the guys like yourself, guys like George, where you haven't had the opportunity to scrimmage through the summer, through an offseason, and come in somewhat cold?
I mean, I actually have no idea. Hopefully we're able to, you know, keep that same type of rhythm that we were in before the season got postponed. But, you know, we just got to, you know, try to figure out through our workouts, try to find that game rhythm as best as we can, because we're not going to be able to get in until we actually play that 5-on-5 once we're down in Orlando. So, I mean, it's just something that we got to deal with and try to figure out on the fly.
Eric Woodyard, ESPN.
Chris, what's good, man?
What's going on?
For y'all, man, all season long, I talked to you about this before, you know, the supporting cast. You guys been motivated to show. It's not just the Giannis Antetokounmpo show. You doing your thing, Eric Bledsoe. So as we get close to the playoffs, you guys got 8 games prepared. Speaking not only just for the team but for Eric Bledsoe, do you see something like this, a fanless environment where he can lock in and focus, or just you guys in general as being – you know, this a way for you guys just lock in even more so now than ever? Like, you guys have had highs and lows in the playoffs, but, you know, really having this fanless environment locking in, do you see that as a way for not only the team but also maybe a guy like Eric Bledsoe?
For sure. I think, you know, for him, Eric, and for Bled and everybody else, I mean, we're all we got down there. So, I mean, it's like an extended road trip, basically, where, you know, on the road we realize, you know, we're the family, we're our family. you know, spending time together, talking about basketball, talking about other things, whatever, playing card games, video games, but whatever we got to do to get ourselves focused as a team to complete our task, that's going to be the most important thing. So just coming together and being there for one another, because we're all going to be going through something when we're down there. We're all going to be uncomfortable about something going down there, but we have to realize that we're all in it together, which should hopefully help us on the court and translate.
So there you go. That was Chris Middleton speaking to the media and talking about a myriad of different things. Obviously, health concerns, obviously just getting back on the court, getting guys together, how the layoff is going to affect their rhythm, as you heard right there, and then some teams that may cause them problems or are going to look differently. And regardless, it is going to be interesting as they're trying to create a bubble in Orlando and keep everybody safe, and then eventually a bubble in Chicago, if indeed they can do that for the teams that are not invited to the playoff run. For those teams down in Orlando, then they want to keep those teams together as well. So, but everybody's excited. Look, we're right around the corner from basketball. You can already see, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, I think it's TNT I was watching the other night, and they're running NBA is coming back promos and showing games and, you know, who the matchups are, and it kind of got me going again. So I'm kind of like, yeah, this is good. Let's just hope they can pull it off. After the top of the hour, Kevin Holden makes his weekly visit, the sports director from CBS 58 in Milwaukee. He is going to be here. We'll talk with him about all of this. And don't forget our friends over there at Quick Trip right now. They've got $1.99 for milk, for butter, for cheese curds. And today, the Quickery Cake Donuts, 4 for $1. Stop in and grab those as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show. That's coming up next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.